You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The second largest shareholder of Anglo American, the Public Investment Corporation, has rejected BHP's 700 billion rand plus all paper offer for the global mining giant. In a statement, PIC CEO Abel Sithole noted, "The offer on the table does not, and I quote, sufficiently reflect the embedded value or the future potential that BHP stands to inherit. As stakeholders, we must ensure that the terms are equitable and in line with the long-term interests of all parties involved," close quote. Anglo has granted BHP 7 days to engage on the matter further. Peter Armitage is CEO of Anchor Capital. He helps us now to make sense of this third takeover proposal. Thank you very much, Peter, for your time this evening. So what? An ultimatum is on the table that by the time South Africans head to the polls on the 29th of May, there is what? A revised offer or you walk away?
Yeah, that's quite interesting that it coincides with our election day. So yeah, from the initial offer that Billiton made, this offer is now 25% up. They made a second offer a few weeks ago, and this offer is 9% up from there. So I think not unexpectedly, when a company makes a bid, they've got some more fuel in the can, and they've increased the offer twice. But I think part of the complexity of it is that they're asking Anglo to do various things before it goes through, like unbundle Amplats and Kumba. So a massive amount of complexity.
Why is that complex?
Well, there's enormous regulatory approvals and time period, kind of 12 to 18 months. So I think the offer is fairly attractive, measured in today's terms. But not unexpectedly, you know, boards tend to want to hang on to their companies and maintain their positions and control over something.
The board has unanimously rejected the proposal. What does this tell you? Do they have, a standing?
Well, I think the board, they came out with their own plan about a week or two ago, which, to be fair to them, did include some of the stuff they've been talking about in the prior 6 months. But they feel that they can unlock more value. But I think intuitively, if it was a clean offer without the complexities of what Anglo would have to do before, they would have to seriously consider it. And often shareholders and fund managers are concerned about the short-term return in their fund returns as opposed to the long-term future of the business.
I'd like to go back on the unbundling, right? You mentioned that it presents complexities, but is it all such a bad idea?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a bad idea. I think Billiton clearly want Anglo's non-South African and particularly copper assets, and I think it's more about copper than South Africa. So it's not necessarily a bad idea, but they're putting all the risk and time periods and the SA government has already come out and said they would oppose it. And, the shareholder moves and change in ownership of mining companies in South Africa is fraught with complexity and the need to get regulatory approvals. And so Anglo's could get stuck in the middle of something, which can take 18 months. Commodity markets can move lots of different ways, and there's lots of moving parts.
In fact, shares in Anglo American were up almost 3% today and have risen about 39% so far this year. What does this tell us, essentially?
Well, it's because there's somebody who's prepared to put a value today on a share that the market wasn't prepared to. I think to put it in context, the offer equates to around 700 rand a share for Anglo's. It's in Billiton shares, so the offer changes depending on what the Billiton price does. And the Billiton price went down about 3% today, which again, so there's a lot of relative value type calculation. But the fact that the price is trading below 620 and the offer's at 700 seems to indicate that the market's not certain of a deal going through at all.
If you were sitting in that boardroom or in that conference room or in that Zoom meeting and you're part of BHP's team, what would you offer in terms of the offering, I guess, for the 29th of May?
So I'm not expecting a new offer. I think they've put their third offer on the table. They do actually have to put something down in writing. So the market today was expecting a formal offer from Anglo, from Billiton. And remember, if they don't do that by the 29th, they then can't do anything for 6 months after that. So they put the offer to Anglo's itself 2 days ago, which the market wasn't aware of, and Anglo's have given them a one-week extension. So, I think it's very much an issue of principle in terms of the whole unbundling of the Anglo counters. I think Anglos would be hard-pressed not to present the offer to shareholders if it didn't have those unbundling terms. So it's, I guess the key thing is to wait and see whether Billiton are prepared to do things a different way structurally as opposed to price-wise. Because I think, you know, as you say, the price is up 35%. It's a material difference to where shareholders were only a month or two ago.
Have we seen something like this before?
Yeah, so there's been lots of mining takeovers. I can't give you a direct comparable, but I think it's quite unique in the fact that they, you know, they want to take over a company, but they only want specific parts of its assets. Mm. So it's much more traditional for somebody to take over and then sell off the parts that they want to, as opposed to ask the company to agree to embark on a very time-consuming and complex sequence of events before the actual transaction takes place.
Yeah. Peter, thank you very much for helping us make sense of all of this this evening. Peter Armitage, the CEO of Anchor Capital.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.